Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Tuesday night. Welcome in. It is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. If you want to chime in on the program, multiple ways to get connected. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. And for those of you who are watching the show on our video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you can leave a comment in the stream, and we will see that. And we'll go along through the course of the program tonight. Here's what we've got going on from a guest standpoint. We're going to talk with Aaron Schatz in about 10 minutes. Does a lot covering football right now. He is the chief analytics officer for FTN Fantasy. Great guy to talk football with, and he's going to be with us in about 10 minutes or so. At 6:35, so in about 25 minutes, we're going to talk with our good friend Mike Farron. You hear him on MLB Network Radio. Also does some play-by-play work with ESPN. Just a great guy when it comes to Major League Baseball. And then next hour, we'll talk with Luke Korak. We'll talk St. Louis Blues hockey with him. Blues yesterday come away with a good win, really good win yesterday, winning at Vancouver 5-2. You never really know what it's going to look like even early on in the season when you play that second straight game on the road, especially somewhat far away. They played back-to-back Canadian games. They won against Calgary on Saturday 4-2, and then they put together the 5-2 win yesterday. Good to see Jimmy Snuggerud get going a little bit in that game. Jake Neighbors scores a goal. He already has three goals this season, so there were certainly a lot of positives that came out of that one, and then they're going to be back at it coming up tomorrow evening. They host Chicago over at the Enterprise Center. That's going to be a late start. 8:30 is going to be the start time for tomorrow night's game. It's a national TV game, so that's why it's such a late start. But yeah, good start for the Blues. They've they lost that first game of the season, but then scored 9 goals over the next 2 games. You certainly can't complain about that. In addition to talking with Luke Korak at about 7:20, at about 7:35, we're going to listen into some of what Jim Montgomery had to say. He met with the media earlier today. They did they got out for a little bit of a practice, which that's it was an opportunity for them to. They came back from Vancouver yesterday. They get back. That's a long trip. They got on the ice for just a few minutes earlier today. Work through some things. Work hard. It was a spirited practice, and then they're gonna have a late day coming up tomorrow. I think he said that they're not gonna do a morning skate tomorrow. I think that's what they said. So it's gonna be a little bit of a later day tomorrow. So I like the way that scheduling works for them leading into a game against the Blackhawks tomorrow night at the Enterprise Center, which will be their second home game this year. From a baseball standpoint. Man, I thought the NLCS last night was really, really entertaining. We didn't really talk about it much during rush hour sports, but the The crazy double play that was turned in yesterday's game where it goes 8-6-2, where the ball comes out of the glove in the outfield, it bounces off the wall. So once it bounces off the wall, it's not a catch. It comes back into the glove, but the runners on the bases had no clue what was going on. And you end up seeing a double play turned, started in center field. First double play of that nature in the history of the baseball postseason. And sidebar, because I'm always the first guy to get after umpires when they don't have good days. I'll be critical when they miss calls. I'll be critical of strike zones. Man, that's a really tough play to know exactly what's going on. And every single umpire, when that play was happening, knew exactly what was going on. That is a credit to those umpires. That's a really, really good job by the umpire. So you're not going to hear me lifting up umpires all that often, but when they do a good job, especially in a moment like that, I think we should take them. And I guess you could argue it didn't matter in the sense that they could have always, that play was going to be reviewed and they were going to get it right no matter what. But still, as an umpire, you want to get the call right in the moment. I know that umpires don't like having their calls overruled. They accept replay for what it is, but there is some pride. There should be pride. The good umpires obviously have pride in getting calls right. They know they're not going to be right 100% of the time, but they got that one right. So good on them. And we'll keep you updated tonight. Game two of that Brewers-Dodgers game is set to take place this evening. That's going to get started in just about an hour or so in Milwaukee. Yamamoto going for the Dodgers. Freddie Peralta making the start for the Brewers tonight. And you wouldn't say it's a must-win for the Brewers, but they certainly do not want to be down 2-0 going back to Los Angeles. A really, really important game for Milwaukee. If the Dodgers can come away with the victory, that's going to be a good win for them, and that's going to set them up as they are set to return home. So that's kind of an idea of everything that's going to be going on. We may continue on with the Mike Schilt conversation a bit as well. We certainly talked through that a lot yesterday. There was a bit more information that came out today. There was an article in The Athletic that got more, because yesterday, not that yesterday was like conspiracy theory theater or anything like that, but we certainly presented, and I wouldn't back off anything that I said yesterday. I still think there is a legitimate possibility that there is more to this story, and maybe it was more of a mutual thing than just a Schilt decision. But even if it wasn't, if it was or if it wasn't, it doesn't make some of the things that have been reported today true, not true, more impactful, less impactful. We talked about it during Rush Hour Sports a little bit. Schilt said that he was getting things like death threats, and he connected that to sports gambling, which is just terrible. Nobody should be getting death threats, period. How did that ever become a thing? Like, I know it's connected to social media, which at times can just be such a toxic place. But how did it escalate this quickly, this fast? Guy has a bad performance in a game. What happens? He gets death threats. It's always death threats. It is ridiculous, and it happens. It happens way too often. It's the anonymity of social media, which is absolutely terrible. Look, I have things said to me on social media and on the text line and things like that come through that at times can rattle me, and I am nowhere near somebody with the spotlight of a professional athlete or a manager. So I can't even start to think about the type of messages and the type of things that end up coming to those individuals. So I feel really bad for Mike Schilt in that situation, that he was getting those type of things, which is just completely and 100% uncalled for. So we'll try to touch on the Schilt conversation. Obviously, we'll talk with Mike Farron about Major League Baseball in about 20 minutes, and we'll run the whole Schilt situation by him and see what he has to say. But up next, we are going to talk NFL football. Look forward to having Aaron Schatz. He's going to be with us in just a moment or so. Don't go anywhere. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
Back at as we roll on, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. I'll tell you what, this is one of my favorite people to be able to talk football with. Very happy to welcome on to the show. He is the Chief Analytics Officer with FTN Fantasy. He is Aaron Schatz. You follow him on Twitter at A-Schatz. That's S-C-H-A-T-Z-N-F-L. Aaron, thanks for taking a few moments with us tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. How are you guys?
Doing all right. I know you're a guy that's I was like kind of going through an NFL rundown with you, and I generally start with the Philadelphia Eagles because I know you're certainly around them and everything. And 4-2, but two losses in a row these last two games, including a really surprising loss in New York against the Giants. It feels like this is one of these things with the Eagles where maybe early on in the season things don't look quite the way that you think they're going to look, and they always seem to figure it out as the year goes along. Is it more of the same for them, or are these problems maybe more real at this point?
I think it's somewhere in between. The fact is that they lost some people off of last year's defense, and they haven't really been able to replace them. The big one is Darius Slay at second cornerback. They're having real problems with Adoree Jackson and Kelee Ringo at second cornerback. But also the offensive line has some injuries. And as far as the offense, you know, during the regular season last year, we were not talking about the Eagles like this was a great offense. So for their passing game to have some struggles is really no different than it was last year. It's just the struggles of the running game that's different.
Maybe there's not any truth to this, but it feels like, and this is not just an Eagles saying, there are certainly other teams that this happens to them. It feels like there's teams that everything's going well, and then all of a sudden they play a game and they're exposed, and then everybody else tries to take advantage of that. Like, they play that game against the Broncos, and it felt like Broncos maybe exposed them a little bit, and then all of a sudden the Giants come in and take care of business. Is that just how good these coaches are in the NFL, that if a team is going to have some deficiencies, once they get found out, other teams do a really good job of taking advantage?
Sure, but I don't think that the Broncos game exposed the problem. I think we knew that Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson were a problem before the Broncos game, because the fact is that the Eagles started 4-0 with very close wins. They were not like beating teams by a lot. So we knew what the problems were. The Broncos were just able to attack those problems enough to win the game, and then the Giants just had a really good night, which happens sometimes. I'm generally a fan of taking the long view in the NFL. I mean, people tend to overreact to a single game, a single half, even a single drive. When you have to remember, we have the knowledge of 5 weeks before this week, and we'll have the knowledge of 10 weeks after it.
So how do you evaluate what's going on with Buffalo then? Because they're a team that they played a really tough game against the Patriots where they just come up short, but then they end up losing to the Falcons last night, which I think was a little bit of a surprise. And we heard their coach talk about trying to use this bye week to basically tear everything down and restart from ground zero for them. When you hear things like that, what do you think is going to happen with a team that is still considered the favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I think with the offense, Josh Allen had an off night, and it happens, and they'll be fine in the long run. I think the defense has serious problems. Now, I mean, we thought the defense would be better than this going into the season. And here's the thing. You learn more about offense early in the season than you do about defense, because defense is less consistent and predictable than offense is. So the Bills could come back to medium on defense. But right now, I mean, my numbers have them 26th. So it's a bad defense, and they're having problems being both slow and small, and that's a bad combination.
What do you mention the fact that defense is a lot more of a variable, and it can move around. Historically, when you look at teams in recent years, who are the organizations that are good at being the most consistent with who they are defensively?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, the funny thing is, one of the answers would be Baltimore. And Baltimore's defense is horrible this year. Houston, for the last couple of years, certainly has been fantastic on defense, but that's only for a couple of years. You know, Cleveland was fantastic on defense 2 years ago, lousy last year. Now they're back to being really good again. There really aren't organizations over the last few years that are consistently good on defense year after year. Maybe Pittsburgh comes the closest. Pittsburgh's, you know, always got a good defense.
Are you buying in on the Steelers at 4-1 right now?
I think we kind of have to. I think their offense has turned out to be medium, which, given that their defense is good and in the division that they're in with the Ravens having all the injury problems, is a good thing. You know, I don't think they're finishing with 13 wins or something, but I think the Steelers look good right now.
It helps that they play in a division that right now. But the amazing thing, I was looking at the odds, it wasn't until this past weekend with the Ravens losing and the Steelers winning that those two teams finally flipped in terms of who was the favorite for the division. Even going into this past weekend, Baltimore was still considered the favorite in the division, which I thought was kind of crazy.
Their schedule gets much easier after their bye week, much easier. And Lamar Jackson should be back, and some of their defensive players should be back. And they're going to be a totally different team. They're going to be a really good team again. I think the Ravens absolutely have a chance to make the playoffs.
We're talking with Aaron Schatz, Chief Analytics Officer with the FT and Fantasy. Somehow we've gone this far without talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. I had to kind of chuckle a little bit because they're still only 3-3, and you watch them, and there's obviously some things that don't look great about them. But after them kind of, you know, some people were writing them off, all of a sudden they once again have the second best Super Bowl odds in the NFL, and some books have them tied with the Bills for the best odds, and they're a 3-3 team. I don't know if that win against the Lions showed people something. I don't know if it's just the state of the NFL right now, but all of a sudden people seem to be very high on the Chiefs once again.
Last year the Chiefs had a number of wins where they didn't actually play that well, but they won the game anyway. This year is the opposite. They've had losses where they played well but lost the game anyway. They are better than their 3-3 record. Their offense in particular, I have their offense number 2 in the league behind Indianapolis. Their defense has been mid, but the offense has been great, and they're getting Rashee Rice back this week. So their offense should continue to be one of the top in the league. So absolutely, the Chiefs are very dangerous.
Are the Packers the best team in the NFC?
I don't think so. I think that Detroit is still the best team in the NFC. I think Seattle has played very well this year. I think the Rams are very strong. The Packers have this tendency to play with their food. Like, when they have games they should be winning by a lot, they don't. Like, the Bengals, they should have clobbered them, and they didn't. And, until they mature a little bit, the Packers are always going to be a little questionable because of that tendency.
Is that Cowboys game from a couple weeks ago that they ended up tying 40-40, is that the greatest example of that, where they should have easily won that game, and then they kind of messed around a little bit, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, they've got a tie, and that could certainly impact where they're at in their playoff seeding at the end of the year?
No, it's the loss to Cleveland that's the best example.
Okay. Yeah, 13-10, that's a good point. Last thing for you, we mentioned the Cowboys. It seems like they're more of a mess than anything else. They'll want to tell you that they're going to be okay, but a loss to the Carolina Panthers did not look good. You look at their two wins, they're against teams that are not especially good. Is there any reason to think that this can be a good Cowboys team this season?
Yes. If I'm right about defense being less predictable and less consistent than offense, then what they have is a very good offense and a defense that's probably not going to be this bad all year. So that is the reason for some hope. But if the defense continues to play this badly all year, yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Before we let you go, can you give a plug for FTN Fantasy? You do so much content for them. It's you look at your Twitter account and just certainly so many things that people can take advantage of. A great opportunity to take a look at the NFL in a different way, but also get help with your fantasy team. Give a bit of a shout-out and what people can expect over at FTN Fantasy.
Yeah, we've got award-winning fantasy projections from Jeff Radcliffe. We've got betting advice. We've got all of my DVOA stats. And if you're a subscriber to the Stats Hub, you get all of my DVOA stats with all kinds of splits, like play action or not play action, blitz or not blitz, man coverage versus zone coverage. You can really see player and team tendencies to see what matchups look like going into every game.
Very, very good. He is Aaron Schatz. You follow him on Twitter at AschatzNFL. Again, FTN Fantasy is the site. They do great work. Aaron, thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we can catch up with you again down the line.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
All right. Very good. That's Aaron Schatz joining us, and we appreciate him taking a few moments with us. We're going to shift gears, and we're going to talk some baseball coming up in just a moment. Speaking of people that we really enjoy talking with, we love being able to talk with Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio. Looking forward to seeing what he's thinking about the MLB playoffs and get his insight. That's coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere as we roll on. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
We are back at it, taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. The baseball playoffs right in the middle of the championship series. And so far, it's been a pretty good playoff run, and we're very happy to welcome on one of our absolute favorite people to be able to talk baseball with. He is Mike Farron. You listen to him on MLB Network Radio at Mike_Farron on social media. Mike, appreciate you taking some time. How are you?
I'm good. I don't want to make you jealous, but it's 82 degrees here, absolutely perfect weather, and I'm just leaving an Arizona Fall League game. So everything is great.
Have you seen the Arizona Fall League is always very intriguing. I've always wanted to go down for it. I haven't been able to do so. Anybody who is part of the Cardinals organization stuck out to you in those games?
This was the first one I was at. Travis Honeyman was hitting second for Glendale. The outfielder from Boston College made a really nice defensive play, a diving catch in center field. At-bats were all right, but there wasn't a ton that the Cardinals had to offer today. So I'm excited to see more of those guys, and this is really a great experience. If you're looking for great weather and really good high-level prospect-y baseball, the Arizona Fall League's the best.
Yeah, I think, a lot of people who make their annual trips to spring training don't think so much about Arizona Fall League, but it is probably another baseball destination that I think Cardinals fans would like to check out.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, everything is so close together, right? There's six ballparks at Osset, and none are more than 45 minutes apart, and on most days, you could see two games in a day really easily because they're close together and they usually start at like 1:30 and 6:30 out here. So it's like if you're a baseball fan and you've not done the Fall League, it's worth it. It is so much fun. It's like old school spring training, like back in the day from like when we were kids, Matt, when it was like, you know, 500 people showing up at spring training games before it became this giant, you know, kind of like corporate moneymaker that spring training is now. So it's great quality baseball, and you get to know something that your friends don't in terms of being able to see prospects, and you can be like, yeah, I think Honeyman's got a chance, right? Like, so anything that you can do to brag on your friends or to make them think that you know more than they do is always a real positive.
We're talking with Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio. We'll get into the games in just a moment, but yesterday, big news that certainly sent shockwaves through St. Louis, and that former Cardinals manager Mike Schilt retired from his job managing the Padres. When you heard that news and maybe even the details that have come out since, what's been your takeaway on all this?
Yeah, I was stunned just because I know how much Mike loves baseball and how much he loved being a manager. And the more that you read his comments, and he's going to actually, Lance Lynn and I are working together tomorrow. Mike's coming on with us on our show. Like, the more you read his comments, I think the more you understood where he was coming from. The stress was really getting to him. Like, there's a lot of stress in the Padres organization right now. He was having trouble eating and sleeping, and you know, he said he was losing his hair. You know, he just was not having a good time doing it. And then on top of it, and you know, this is the unfortunate reality to the downside of sports gaming being legal in a lot of spots in the U.S. is that there are a lot more people that are participating and feel that they can threaten people and their families as a result, as opposed to taking accountability for their own actions. And that was part of what drove Mike there. And you know, like, no manager should be getting death threats. It's just baseball, for crying out loud, you know? So I think that part, once you start to read the explanations, to hear what he has to say, you understand why he did it. And listen, he's retiring from managing the Padres. He said in The Athletic today that he wasn't going to be pursuing a big league job, but there is no way that I believe that Mike Schilt is done with baseball. And I've been stumping the last 2 days, and I'll tell him this when we have him on tomorrow too. I think if Mike Schilt wanted to be a Division I baseball coach, he'd be one of the best in the country. You know, he's got experience as an assistant at UNC Charlotte before he joined the Cardinals organization. I think he would be, like, he would be able to have a massive impact on the collegiate game.
Okay, so whenever we talk about, like, the NFL versus college football, in many ways NFL jobs are easier because you don't have to deal with recruiting and things like that. How would you, as somebody who's so connected in with the college game, how much easier would a college baseball job be in terms of all that? Is it just less pressure because there's less of a spotlight on it?
I think it's probably less the spotlight. I don't think it's less time consuming. And you know, Mike, I mean, work ethic certainly isn't an issue with Mike Schilt, right? So I think it's more, and as a head coach, you're kind of the president, CEO, and general manager of your program. So yeah, there are some things that take you away from the family recruiting efforts, although a lot of that is done at, you know, kind of big showcase events where you see a bunch of people at the same time. You have to do that. You do have to run fall ball practice and all of that, but you're at home for a good chunk of it. And especially if you're at a Power Four, you're not really traveling outside of conference play except for maybe one weekend in February. So I think there is a quality of life that is better with it. And, you know, talking to coaches who have had experience. So, like, Wes Johnson is the head coach at the University of Georgia. He's a former pitching coach for the Minnesota Twins. He likes the quality of life that comes with college better than he liked the quality of life of the constant travel for 6 months that came with Major League Baseball. I know that there have been people like Kirk Sarlos, who's the former big league pitcher, is the head coach at TCU. When he was the pitching coach there, he turned down opportunities to work for major league teams because the quality of life was better in college ball than it was in the pros. So I think it's just a different. There are certainly requirements of you that you have that are different in the college game, but I think that it's a little bit more relaxed. The spotlight is different, even if you're coaching in the SEC, which is, you know, like, that's the major leagues of college baseball. It's a completely different beast than coaching or managing in Major League Baseball. It's a third as many games. Like, there is more downtime. I think it's a really good fit, and it's a chance to teach. And I think at his heart, Mike Schilt's a teacher, right? Like, that's, he was a teacher. So, I think all of that would kind of factor in my thought of where it would be great to see him end up, because I know things weren't always smooth with the Cardinals and with the front office and with the coaching staff, and I know that was the case, you know, at least with the coaching staff at times in San Diego. But man, that guy knows baseball. He knows how to teach, and players really like him and respect him.
I've always college baseball is an interesting spot right now, because I thought if you're an SEC baseball player and you're making a few bucks through your NIL deal, and you've got a chance to go play in one of those amazing SEC ballparks, or you go pro. And I say this as somebody who spent 2 years working in the Midwest League. I know those ballparks. I'd rather be pitching in the SEC or playing in the SEC than I would in the Midwest League. It, to me, college baseball is a real opportunity to take advantage of some of the resources right now.
Yeah, I agree, and I think they are for the most part. I think you're seeing it further down in the draft, either from players that aren't drafted or that have turned down money in the draft, that have gone back to school, and in some cases some higher profile picks. Listen, the money in NIL for college baseball is minuscule compared to what it is in, you know, football or even basketball. You know, like those who bought into the house settlement and revenue sharing, like, I know, like, University of Arizona is a great example of this, right? Like, they're getting 1% of the revenues, right? Like, that's not a whole lot of money, but it's a little bit. And you're right when you're talking about the difference between, you know, playing in Peoria, which, yeah, it's a great ballpark, right? Peoria, a lot of history. Like, playing there in April in front of, you know, what, maybe 3,000 fans on a Tuesday night? Or playing for Mississippi State and playing, I don't know, let's say Lamar on a Tuesday night at Duty Noble in front of 13,000, like, there is a little bit different aspect. If, like, the money matters and getting your pro chance matters, but, like, if you're looking for cool environments, yeah, the top flight college programs certainly have them.
We're talking with Mike Farron, just a couple more minutes with him. What did you make of the incredible 8-6-2 double play that was turned last night in that Brewers-Dodgers game?
I mean, there were so much that happened in it, right?
Yeah.
Like, two perfect relay throws, a real gaffe from Teoscar Hernandez, not knowing or not remembering the rule. You know, if you're tagging up, you can leave the base once the ball touches the outfielder's glove. So he didn't have to go back and re-tag. That's why they were able to get the force out. The heads-up play of William Contreras to run to third to get the other force out there. The ridiculousness that, because we've never seen anything like this before, that it has to be scored as a grounded into double
yeah.
play, even though the ball never hit the ground, right? Like the last time I saw a ball hit 400 feet on the ground was the last time I whipped a tee shot. You know, like, it was crazy. It was awesome. It was great. And as I was talking to my buddy John Bishop in Omaha this morning, the great radio show I was there, and he was saying, he's like, yo, cool plays like that on, like, a Tuesday against the Pirates are one thing. He's like, cool plays like that in a postseason series take out a completely different feel. And I couldn't agree with him more. Like, that really was unique because of where it happened, too.
I appreciate the fact that the umpires are right on top of it. That's not an easy play to get right, so they deserve a lot of credit, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And called it right away, and,
yeah.
like, to the chagrin of the base runners, right? And, like, the base runners, here's the thing is that, like, the base runners outside of Hernandez did the right thing, right? They're going three-quarters of the way on a fly ball with one out, and then they think it's caught, so they're retreating a tag. But the problem is that when they turn to run back, they can't see the umpire's signal, right? They see the ball pop up in the air. They see it caught. They can't see it because they're running back to the base. They can't be looking over their shoulder. So, like, all of that. Even there's little things. Like, I know Jason Stark wrote about this today, that there was concern that Max Muncy had passed Tommy Edman at first base, right? Like, that would be another place for an out. I went back and watched the high home. All of a sudden, Muncy had the awareness, seeing Edman coming back, that he was like, hey, wait a second. Like, this looks like it's in play the way the ball is going. And he steps up the foul line to make sure that he never gets more than even with Edmund. Like, there was so much baseball awareness going on in that play. That, like, all the little parts of it were great.
Last thing for you, the Mariners are up 2-0. that Sunday game, coming off that epic game that they had against Detroit, that's almost a scheduled loss when you've used so much pitching and everything. They go into Toronto, they find a way to win that game, and then they win both. I mean, this is an incredible run that the Mariners are on right now, and it's really impressive in so many ways.
Yeah, so what's really funny is that 30 years ago they were in a similar situation. You may remember they won in extra innings in Game 5 of the American League Division Series against the Yankees, right? That was what helped them get a stadium built in Seattle, right? And it kind of saved the franchise there. That was Edgar Martinez double and Griffey diving across the plate. And then they had to fly to Cleveland and 2 days later play Game 1. And a little different than Bryce Miller, who was a very good pitcher as a rookie and who struggled this year, but a guy named Bob Walcott made his 7th big league appearance in that game, or 8th big league appearance, and ended up throwing up like 7 innings of 2-run ball against a really good Cleveland lineup that had Manny Ramirez and Albert Bell and Jim Thome and, right, like these Hall of Fame level talents and Robbie Albar. And so he shut them down for that. So it was almost like history repeating itself. Now, the Mariners lost that championship series to Cleveland. They're in a much better position now, and I guarantee you, like, T-Mobile Park is going to be raucous tomorrow night. My in-laws live in Seattle. My brother-in-law is there. My nephew is a huge Mariners fan. That place is going to be incredible tomorrow night because they're just going to – the energy is there. This is a franchise that has never been to the World Series. They're the only one that hasn't. They've never been closer than they are right now. They have 5 chances to win 2 games and get to the World Series. It is a really cool story.
He is our friend Mike Farron, part of the team at MLB Network Radio. Mike, thank you for the time. We'll see you at the winter meetings here in a couple months or so. Always look forward to that. But enjoy the postseason, enjoy the fall league, and we'll see you in a couple months.
Matt, always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Very good. That's Mike Farron joining us. We love being able to spend a few moments with him. We'll take a break in just a moment. We'll take a break right now. We'll be back in just a moment as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Live. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Taking you through 8 o'clock, so we've got you for another hour and 7 minutes here on KMOX. It is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. As always, if you want to chime in on anything that we happen to be talking about, you can do so 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can also tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. We're going to talk with Sam Levitt from the Padres Radio Network. He's going to join us in about 10 minutes or so after the 7 o'clock news. Want to get the thoughts from San Diego on the Mike Schilt news. I still think that's a pretty big deal. People around here continue to be very interested. I'll tell you, on the text messages and the messages on the stream, there's a lot of people continuing to ask Mike Schilt questions. A lot of people wondering, hey, now that John Mozeliak is gone, is there a chance that Mike Schilt returns to the Cardinals? In fact, we got a text from 314. It says, do you think Mike Schilt will return to the Cardinals now that Mo is gone? And what I would like is like more clarification on that question. If the question is, do you think that Mike Schilt will return to be the Cardinals manager now that Mo is gone? The answer is no. I do not. Not now and probably not in the future. And the Cardinals have a manager who they're very comfortable with and very happy with the job that he's doing. And I don't know enough about how Chaim Bloom views things and the relationships he has, that if he does have a managerial opening to fill at some point, who he would be looking at. The second part of that question, though, is there a place in the organization for a Mike Schilt with John Mozeliak not around? It comes back to the relationship side of things. I have zero feeling whatsoever on how Chaim feels about Mike Schilt. But if this is Schilt's not done in baseball, and I'm not even convinced he's done as a major league manager for that matter. I don't think he's going to be managing next year. In fact, I'd be surprised if he's managing in the next 2 or 3 years. But I think there's a pretty good chance that that itch might come back at some point in time. And if it does, you would think he would have the opportunities to pursue those kind of jobs. But in the meantime, maybe not this year, but moving forward, you think he'd be involved in baseball? And we know the reverence that he has for the St. Louis Cardinals. And we know the philosophical differences that came between him and the team, I think, were connected to John Mozeliak. Now, there's a lot of people from the Mozeliak front office that are still around. I don't know all of that. I don't know enough about the relationship between or the feelings about Schilt from a Chaim, if there'd be a place for him to be in the organization. I don't think it's happening anytime soon. That's not something that with the... You don't want Schilt back in the organization when there's the pressure that exists there on Ali and just the fan reaction. But long-term, could something happen? Maybe. I wouldn't close the door to that. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.